and chooses her fairing. Poor Tom Fool, yonder behind the wagon, mumbling his bone with the honest family which lives by his tumbling. But the general impression is one more melancholy than mirthful. When you come home, you sit down in a sober, contemplative, not uncharitable frame of mind, and apply yourself to your books or your business. I have no other moral than this to tag to the present story of Vanity Fair. Some people consider fairs immoral altogether, and eschew such with their servants and families. Very likely they are right. But persons who think otherwise, and are of a lazy, or a benevolent, or a sarcastic mood, may perhaps like to step in for half an hour, and look at the performances. There are scenes of all sorts, some dreadful combats, some grand and lofty horse riding, some scenes of high life, and some of very middling indeed. Some love-making for the sentimental, and some light comic business, the whole accompanied by appropriate scenery and brilliantly illuminated with the author's own candles. What more has the manager of the performance to say? To acknowledge the kindness.